It's time to take back control of your life and start making choices based on what your true self and intuition are telling you. Welcome to Shining Bright with your host, Regina Sisko. If you are one of the many people that deserve a better life and more fulfillment than what they are living now, the next hour will be enlightening, inspirational, and above all, will provide the direction you need. Now, here is your host, Regina Sisko.
Hello, I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and welcome to my show, Shining Bright, A Journey from Self-Doubt to Self-Worth. And you know, I like to start my show by sharing one of my personal stories and tips for you. So today what I want to talk about is connecting to the heart. It's really important for all of us to be connecting to our heart now at this time. New energy continues to come in, which is helping us to purge what no longer serves us. So it's time for us to stop solely thinking and acting with our mind and start including our heart in the process, especially when it comes to decision making. It's important to be conscious and aware of making choices that feel good. Because we're all in the habit of making choices without really thinking about them, or sometimes thinking them through, which just makes us regret them later on. Does that sound familiar? I know I've done that. You know, I'm in this big rush and I'm like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, that sounds good, I'll do it. And I take this leap and then I go, oh no, what was I thinking? Why did I do that? So here's the key word, or key words. What was I thinking? I didn't take the time to slow down for a moment and to connect to my heart and make a choice that feels good. So here's the word that I'm bringing in here. We want to make choices that feel good. And I'd like to share a technique with you that I use and that I also share with my clients on connecting to the heart. And I know we're on radio, but you can follow along really easily. So I want you to put your hands over your heart and just take a deep breath in and out. And breathe slowly. And I want you to connect and feel your heart beating. And just breathe slowly. And when you're feeling your heart beat, and this might take a little practice, but it's a simple technique to practice. I want you to say, you can say this silently or out loud. I can feel my heart beating. I'm connected to my heart space. And my heart space is open. So what I'm feeling right now is a sense of peace and calm. And it's in this space where I ask a question. So if I've got a decision to make about something, so for example, I teach a variety of workshops. So I might ask something like, is this workshop the right one for me to be teaching now? And what I feel is a subtle sensation that feels good, or a subtle sensation that definitely does not feel good. So that way I know that I'm connecting to my truth because my heart is my truth. And it's really a nice way to connect in before you make decisions. And it's a nice way to connect in when it's time for some peace and calm and quiet. So it's a nice little stress break through your day as well. So I invite you to use that and practice that this next coming week. And now I want to tell you a little bit about my Feeling Better Than Ever Coaching, Healing, and Renewal program for women rebuilding after divorce or relationship breakup. You may be or know someone who is experiencing feelings of heartache, low self-worth, or rejection. I know because I have been there. My communication in my former marriage melted down. My former spouse withdrew completely. We separated, then divorced, and I was left to pick my broken heart up and try to live again. Are you wondering how you're going to live without your partner to heal yourself and move on with your life? How would you like to feel lovable and empowered again? What would it be like to treat yourself respectfully and appreciate you for who you are? I offer a unique service of life coaching and alternative healing called Theta Healing. This is a form of spiritual energy healing. I am able to connect to the theta brainwave and move into the creator's energy and ask for healings. I will muscle test beliefs like unworthiness or undeservingness, and I can ask the creator to change and heal them. I witness this energy taking place. It is powerful and gentle. We'll get started by you sharing your story with me. Then with muscle testing, we will begin to shift some of these beliefs and patterns that have kept you in pain, suffering, and shame. You will feel immediate relief, and I offer a 3-month and 6-month coaching and healing program. Through this program process, you will be free from the feelings of self-blame and self-doubt, rejection and resentment, heartache and those feelings of feeling unlovable. You'll have new feelings and perspectives that will include a profound sense of peace. You'll feel nurtured. You'll feel safe. You'll feel lovable, confident, and have a renewed clarity and zest for life. These are the starting blocks of my combined healing and coaching programs. With my gentle and powerful coaching and healing process, you will feel immediate relief from the pain and suffering you have been carrying. Each step of the way, you will feel lighter and will begin to forgive and accept yourself. You will actually feel your heart heal. How awesome is that? This will bring you to loving yourself and a whole new level of freedom in your life. You will feel empowered and know that you deserve to live joyfully and have the love of your life that you deserve. You will feel better than ever. Email me now at shiningbright19@gmail.com for a free 20-minute consultation. You can learn more about this exceptional program by going to my website at lifestreamholisticcoaching.com and go to the services tab to learn more. Email me at shiningbright19@gmail.com for a free 20-minute feeling better than ever consultation. And now it's time to breathe. We're going to take 3 deep breaths in and out. Follow along if you like. I'm taking a deep breath in and slowly breathing out through my mouth. And I'm taking another deep breath in and slowly breathing out through my mouth. And I'm taking one more deep breath in and slowly breathing out through my mouth. My show today is called Transformation, Tossed and Found, and my guest is Barb Tobias.
Hello, Regina.
Hi, Barb. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
pretty good.
It sounds like it. I loved your meditation exercise.
Oh, thanks so much. So, Barb, I want to read a little bit more about you so my audience knows about your background, okay?
Perfect.
So Barb was raised on a farm in a small town in Michigan. I'm also from Michigan, too. It's a wonderful place.
Wow.
Barb had no idea what her life held for her. She fought her way to a college degree, then stepped into the fashion world. Knowing that her career as a runway model would be short-lived, she started a dog obedience school called Trainers Academy. Stories abound as she merged her fashion work with her many talented dogs in her career. Then, a 7-year stint in the corporate world left her high and dry when the company folded in the 2007 real estate crash. What should have been her sunny autumn years became a question of what now? Reinvention became her mantra. Barb has successfully transformed herself from farm girl to fashion model to influential speaker and ultimately award-winning author, columnist, and thrift specialist. For more information on Barb's services, you can go to her website at www.thrifttalkdiva.com. And welcome, Barb, to the show.
Thank you.
And I'm so excited that we're going to be talking about your book today, Tossed and Found, because it's such a delightful book, but there's really so many more messages in your book besides the thrifting, which is important too. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit about your background, Barb? You have an interesting story to share.
Yes. As you said, I grew up in Michigan. And by the way, you know, what part of Michigan did you grow up in?
I grew up near Detroit, a little bit south of Detroit.
Oh, okay. And I was north of Detroit, in a small farm town called Armada. And in growing up in that small farm town and not really having a lot of financial wherewithal, I was a child of hand-me-downs. And when I grew up as a child in that environment, I loved the farm. I loved that lifestyle. But what I didn't love is I didn't love, you know, never having enough money to have a wardrobe. I took up sewing and that type of thing. But why that's an important element of my story is that, you know, we are all products of our childhood.
Yes.
And, you know, and in having that hand-me-down thing, I swore that I would, you know, never wear secondhand clothes when I grew up. Well, you know, I mean, that's all very well and good, but my real defining moment came when I was a senior in high school, and I was elected homecoming queen. And my mother went out and bought me a secondhand gown. Now, you know what it's like when you're 17. I mean, that was the most important event in my life. And I was devastated that I had to wear a secondhand dress. And in what I felt at the time, you know, was such a big moment in my life. And that really sealed my pact with myself, I guess. That I wasn't going to wear anything secondhand, that I was going to grow up and I was going to go to college and I was going to have a fabulous career and I was going to be able to buy anything I wanted to buy. Well,
Barb, I'm going to interrupt you right here. Sorry, we need to go to a break, but we're going to continue with Barb's story when we come back. And I'm speaking to Barb Tobias, the Thrift Talk Diva, coach and speaker, who is sharing her story of transformation, inspiration, and thrifty advice. You can learn more about her work by going to thrifttalkdiva.com, and we'll be right back after the break.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best, Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and we are speaking with Barb Tobias, the Thrift Talk Diva, who is sharing some thrifty tips about creating your life and moving forward in unexpected ways. So, Barb, before the break, you were telling about your story of growing up in Michigan and that you wanted to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened when you told your dad that?
Well, now see, this is aging me here, Regina, but the response that I got from my dad when I approached him with the subject of going to school, he said, you know, only the boys in our family get to go to college.
Oh.
And I just kind of went, wow, okay, so here's another, you know, turning point in my life. You know, what do I do with this? And, of course, I didn't even want to broach the subject of why. But that's a whole nother, you know, that's a whole nother message. But that refusal of sending me to school really helped define my life. And it's carried through as I've been adult and in my jobs and my vocations and in the companies that I've started myself. In that, when somebody says I can't do something, I pull up my bootstraps and I make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the difficulties in our lives really do move us into space, if you will, of making sure that, A, that's what we want, and then, B, we go out and we get it, no matter what it takes. And that's how I looked at my college career. It was a watch me type of thing. And, you know, to this day, I am the only one in my family of two boys and two girls, and, of course, my mother and father, that have a college degree. So sometimes it's that adversity, Regina, that really makes us the person that we are supposed to become.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Barb. I'm much the same way. Because when I was in college, I was in the business school, and I knew I was getting a business degree, and I knew I was going to go into the field of human resources. And I was talking to one of my professors. Now, this was probably close to graduating, and I told him what I wanted to do, and he said, well, you know what? You're probably never really going to work in human resources. You're probably going to end up being a secretary.
Oh.
And no disrespect to secretaries out there, because it's a very difficult job and a very skilled job. But at the time, I was like, how dare you?
Yeah.
I'm doing all this work.
Yeah.
I'm getting a college degree. And no, I have much bigger plans with my career. You know, maybe I'm starting as a secretary, but I plan on moving on from there. But
exactly.
I had that same attitude of, well, I'll show you.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, but.
Yes, but oftentimes we're put in that situation, very honestly, for no reason, where we have to, you know, to make those choices. And someone perhaps of a lesser metal, Regina, would have backed down and said, oh, well, maybe you're right, and would have allowed them to define their lives.
Yes.
So I think it's important, and when I speak primarily to women, I talk to them about being solid in your belief in yourself and moving into a space that, you know, might be uncomfortable. But the bottom line is, when I have always really excelled and pushed myself was when I was in an uncomfortable spot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not always a bad thing.
Right. Yeah, it really makes you do that internal reflection and kind of test how much desire do you really have.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. How serious are you about this issue, whatever that issue may be in your life? And I have always found that I have really been much better. I have pushed myself beyond what I thought I was capable of when I was in a situation of adversity.
Mm-hmm.
So I have begun to look at those times in my life, those mile markers, those goalposts, as really very important, definitive occurrences in order for me to move into the space that I was meant to be in.
Yes. So I think it would be really interesting, Barb, if you could share us then about your modeling career and what that was like. Because
okay.
I'm sure that was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work, and a lot of people see it as very glamorous, and they don't realize that there's more work than glamour in it. And it was, I had graduated from college, went into the teaching profession, which I absolutely loved. What I didn't love about it was being at the same place all the time. And, you know, growing up as a little girl, I always wanted to be a rock star. So I figured, you know what, I'm probably going to get into that profession, but I can go into modeling. And so that's what I did, and I did that for 20 years. But here's what I learned from that profession. First of all, it's a profession that has a very definitive end, and it's when women get older. And you, the only value in that profession is when you're young and skinny and beautiful. Well, women aren't young and skinny and beautiful their entire lives, and so I knew, I was smart enough, I guess, at the time to realize that I had to begin another career while I was in the modeling profession and begin to build that. And my passion at the time was dogs and actually competing in obedience trials and confirmation in the dog ring. And I began a school called Trainers Academy, which was a school to not only train animals, but to do behavioral counseling. In other words, we trained dogs that were aggressive or had phobias or separation anxiety, or some behavioral problem that went over and above a typical obedience school. Well, in doing that, and I'm still modeling, people started to ask me, my agencies began to ask me, you know, could you bring a Dalmatian on that shoot? Or could you bring a Yorkie? We want to put a Yorkie in a purse on a runway show. So I began bringing these animals whenever I was doing fashion work, excuse me, and all of a sudden, I stopped and I thought, wait a minute here. I am being paid as a fashion model, but I'm not being paid to schlep these animals all over the state. And so I began another company called Pets in Pictures. And I began supplying animals to the print and the runway industry, the modeling, the fashion industry. And I had that company for about 10 years. My biggest client was Kmart. And it really served a dual purpose. And I always kidded Regina. I said, you know what? When they start hiring the animals before they hire me, I'm out of here. Well, of course they did, as I got older. So I had that profession that really moved into a company, actually two companies of my own, which was kind of a unique experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to insert here, Barb, that I think that's just genius.
Oh, thank you.
Absolute genius to make that synergistic connection with the animals and then, you know, transition that right into another full business. It's
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's one of those things about, you know, keeping your eyes open to opportunity, beginning to look at what the universe is throwing you and saying, wow, is there something here that I'm supposed to do? Is there something here that I'm supposed to follow? Is there an opportunity here that I'm not looking at? And like I say, I took these animals for a while when I was a passion model, and then it finally occurred to me. I mean, like, it's right in front of my face here. Wow, why not set up a pet agency? So it wasn't something that as soon as it happened, you know, I jumped on the opportunity. I was a little slow to the draw. But mm-hmm. the bottom line is, at least I got there.
Exactly.
And, you know, and I developed another company, and it was wonderful, and it was fun, and it provided another stream of income. So, you know, always looking at opportunity, you know, when that phone rings or when you meet that person at a networking event or we're on a radio show like you and I. What is our opportunity beyond the obvious?
Exactly. Because that's exactly it. It's not always obvious, or it's something that we could be taking for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, exactly. Like your example is a good one. Yeah, you were taking these animals, you know, for a while, and then it was like, oh, well, gosh, I could be getting paid for this.
Exactly.
And that's, yeah, and that's sometimes how it happens. It could be really right in front of us, but because we know it as familiar and or routine, it takes a while for us to see it as the gem.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so, you've talked about a couple of your aha moments already. Any other aha moments that come to mind in terms
I'll
of your growth?
I'll tell you what, I have a lifetime of them, Regina. A whole lifetime of them. It just depends on what segment of my life we're talking about. Well, I will share another one kind of going on with the story. I then had an opportunity to go into the corporate world. So I had my dog training schools, I had my fashion modeling, and that, you know, went by the wayside as I got older. I moved into my Pets and Pictures talent agency for animals, and, you know, and then I ran my dog training schools for 20 years. Excuse me. And then I had the opportunity to go into the corporate world. Well, I had been an entrepreneur all my life, and so consequently I never had to, walk the walk in the corporate world before. So I looked at it as a learning experience, and it came to pass that I was in sales, and then I was in management, and I was a corporate trainer. So it really afforded me a whole lot of different things that I had never experienced in a corporate level before, certainly within my businesses. And it was a wonderful ride for 7 years. And we sold to the real estate space. And if you will remember 5 years ago what happened to the real estate space, within a matter of about 6 months, that company literally shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was left at a wonderfully advanced age with no job, no prospects to be hired in a downward spiraling economy. And I thought to myself, now what? Now what do I do? It was going to be very difficult to replace. I was making an amazing income. We had a corporate culture that was second to none. It was a wonderful company to work with. And I thought, how am I going to replicate this?
And Barb, I want to stop you right here because this is going to be a good place for us to go to break, and we'll pick up your story when we come back.
You got it.
And I'm speaking to Barb Tobias, the Thrift Talk Diva, coach and speaker, who is sharing her story of transformation, inspiration, and thrifty advice. You can learn more about her work by going to www.thrifttalkdiva.com, and we'll be right back after the break.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within. And you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door, with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy, is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best, Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and we are speaking with Barb Tobias, the Thrift Talk Diva, who is sharing some thrifty tips about creating your life and moving forward in unexpected ways. So, Barb, before the break, you were telling us that you were laid off from your corporate job when the economy kind of folded several years ago. And
right.
What happened next?
Well, that was a real defining moment in my life because, I was much older. We were in a downward spiraling economy. And not only had I been let go of the company, but as the company went under, basically my entire team had let go, were let go. And that was, it really took me back. And I said, now what? What do I do? How do I find, another job like this? My other companies I had sold, and I'm not really in a space where, I just want to start all over again. It's like, my goodness, how many times have I started over? So I went to Atlanta for about 9 months and worked with my son in a company that he was doing. And while I was working there, I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to write a book. Now, when they say ignorance is bliss?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was blissful because I had never written a book. I knew nothing about the publishing industry, and I really didn't know what I was undertaking. And perhaps had I known, I may not have done it. But I decided there, sitting in Atlanta, in my son's house, that I was going to write a book, and I sat down at the computer, and I wrote one paragraph. And that paragraph led to a chapter, and that chapter led to a book. Now, it took me 2 years, but I stepped into the void. I had so much to learn, but I didn't know how much I had to learn. And so I just followed my instincts, my gut, and I stepped into the void and began writing a book. Now, I also did something very smart, which was to hire a book coach. Because once I got into it, and of course I thought the book was done, I was far from it, and 36 edits later it was finally finished. But the bottom line is I hired an expert to guide me in areas that I didn't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
And that literally launched a new career as a professional speaker and author. And also I coach people in media appearances and in speaking. Because speaking is something that most authors need to do, and few authors are really prepared to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved into an entire new arena, of which I think I have spent my whole life working toward, but not knowing it. All the adversity, all the ups and downs, all of the things that I went through with my many incarnations, so to speak, all led to where I am today.
Exactly.
And, you know, a lot of times, Regina, people say, well, you know, I don't know what my purpose is. Well, you know what? I didn't know what my purpose was, but I also had to rely on a greater power to guide me. And it took me a lot longer than I wanted it to. I mean, you know, I wanted to be a rock star when I was 20. But obviously, that didn't happen. I wasn't polished enough. I was a diamond in the rough, so to speak. And I had to go through a lot of things and a lot of angst and a lot of good experiences running my own company, starting my own businesses from scratch on, you know, literally a dime. And all of that pulled together to develop me into the person that I am today.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times as I look back on my life, and I still have, you know, so much to go. I'm just going into my third childhood. But the whole thing is I look back on my life and I go, wow, I can see now the plan. But a lot of times when we're 20 and 30, we don't see the plan. We're just kind of on automatic pilot, and we're going through life, you know, sustaining or raising our children or doing those things. And oftentimes it's not until we slow down, kind of like you said in the very beginning of the show. You know, you put your hand over your heart and you listen to your heartbeat and you move into that moment, into your center, and you begin to realize what you are and how powerful you are. And that there is a greater good working through us. But sometimes it takes a while for us to get there, and that's okay. I didn't think it was when I was 20. I didn't think it was when I was 30. You know, I was, not the most, patient person in the world. And that's one of my lessons, is to learn to be, more compassionate. And so I went through all of these journeys in order to help people today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because you have a lot to draw on in terms of your experience that makes you relatable to others.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. I really want you to tell us about your book, Tossed and Found, and what brought you to writing about this topic.
Okay. Then we go back, Regina, to what I talked about in the very top of the program where, I was this young person that, you know, didn't want to wear secondhand clothes anymore, didn't want to have anything in my life that was secondhand, wanted to go out and buy new, and I did that. I got married, and we were both working, and we're in a financial situation where everything I bought was new. Everything was hunky-dory. I was modeling, I was doing radio and television, and what a great life. And all of a sudden, the apple cart was upset. I got divorced. I all of a sudden became a single mom raising a son with very little money. And I went back to going to garage sales, secondhand stores, and I began to create a beautiful home and a fabulous wardrobe on next to nothing by shopping secondhand. And when I had my epiphany in the corporate world, and I was sitting in Atlanta and deciding to write a book, I said, what am I going to write about? And I said, oh my gosh, I have been thrifting for 30 years. I have been teaching my friends and neighbors and family and whatever how to live on next to nothing and still live a fabulous lifestyle. That's what I'm going to write about. So it became a book of not only tossed and found, which is a double entendre, things that people toss out and other people find. It also became a memoir of sorts of how I've been tossed around in life and how I've found myself not just once, but over and over and over. And you know what? We do it as many times as we need to. We recreate and reinvent as our life calls for us to do that. And we have the strength and the power and the bravery to forge forward and move into a new space. So my book is about wonderful things that we can find and create great lives. But it's also about finding ourselves, because we are diamonds in the rough. We are those tarnished treasures that we just need some polishing off. And sometimes it takes years, you know, to get the rough edges off. But the bottom line is, so what? So what? It's our journey. It's our journey. No one has a journey like us, and we need to embrace that. So that's what my book is about, Tossed and Found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is a fun book. But what I also like is the practical application, because part of what you've got in the book is with our new frugal nation, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a smart idea.
Exactly. You know, teaching women to shop smart, and I am a personal thrift shopper, which means if someone wants their home decorated, which I do home decorating, or if someone wants to build a fabulous wardrobe, which I do wardrobe consultation, I do it all in thrift. And I'll tell you, Regina, a lot of my clients go, you know, I really don't want to do that. I don't want to, you know, wear someone else's clothes or, you know, sit on someone else's couch or sleep on someone else's sheets. And I say, really? I say, do you ever go to a hotel? Do you know how many people have slept on those sheets you're sleeping on? Do you know how many people have eaten off the plate you're eating on in a restaurant? What are we talking about here? You know, my basic philosophy is, you know, if you can wash it, you can wear it. And so I really look at people because, you know, we're also being kind to the planet. We're also not filling our landfills with textiles and you know, in furniture and metals and things like that. We're reusing these wonderful things. If you walked into my home, Regina, you would have no idea that everything I have is secondhand.
Mm-hmm.
It is a beautiful home. And I have amazing things. And my home and my wardrobe, which is extensive, have cost me nothing. And I did that basically through buying things secondhand, and every year I have a diva sale. And that diva sale is what I call a garage sale on steroids. When I have a diva sale, I take months to set it up. And when you walk into my garage, literally you think you're walking into a boutique. And the things that I have there are beautiful. I have fabulous things. But, you know, I love to shop secondhand. And not everything will fit in my room or in my house. I always kid my husband. I say, you know, honey, our I don't have too many things. Our house is too small. We have a big house, but it still makes for good copy. So the whole idea is to send it back out, because you're going to find things that you love better than what you have. And when I'm shopping with people, you know, they say a lot of times, well, geez, where would I put it? Well, what in your house don't you love anymore that you're willing to put back out into the universe and pay or charge, I should say, you know, a decent price for it? Perhaps the price you paid for it, maybe just a little bit more. And so what happens over time, as you continue to purge your house, just like you were talking about, you know, purging yourself, purging your system of all the stuff that you're carrying around, you should purge your house, too. It's very cathartic. And if you purge your house every single year, and you take out the things that you truly don't love anymore, but they're still wonderful, they're in good condition, and, you know, you can get a decent price for them, you put that back out in the universe, and that becomes your little nest egg to buy your things, your wardrobe, your furnishings for next year.
Okay, and I need to interrupt you. And it's time to take a break. I'm speaking to Barb Tobias, the Thrift Talk Diva, coach and speaker, who is sharing her story of transformation, inspiration, and thrifty advice. You can learn more about her work by going to thrifttalkdiva.com. We'll be back after the break.
The Seventh Wave Channel. On the Voice America Network.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
What are the benefits to combining modern science with ancient healing practices? For the answers, you'll want to tune into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. Each week, our program focuses on ways to live more holistically. By developing new ways of looking at our world, we can find ways to foster harmony and peace for the good of mankind and our planet. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Tune into Frame of Mind, Saturdays at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, on Seventh Wave Network.
Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best, Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and we are speaking to Barb Tobias, the Thrift Talk Diva, who is sharing some thrifty tips about creating your life and moving forward in unexpected ways. So I love what you were saying before the break, Barb, about reselling the items that we have purchased and creating our own nest egg. What other tips might you have to share with my audience?
Well, there's a lot of tips on thrifting, there's also a lot of different levels, just like, you know, in retail, in the retail world, you can go from Kmart to Macy's or Neiman Marcus, such as the thrift world, where you can go from garage sales all the way up to estate auctions or Christie's auctions in New York. So there's this whole continuum of thrift areas, and consignment people really don't like it to be called thrift, but it's within the thrift genre that we have garage sales and estate sales and auctions and all the different things that you can go to in the antique world, like antique malls, antique shops. that type of thing. So it really is a bountiful bonanza of amazing places where we can find things. So having that in mind, when we shop, I always shop garage sales early and estate sales late. The reason I shop garage sales early is garage sales are run by amateurs. In other words, they don't know how to price things. And so consequently, you can get amazing things, sometimes brand new things with the tag still on, at garage sales, but you need to go early because the good stuff goes first. And because they're amateurs, you're going to get amazing prices, and they're almost always willing to bargain, even on the first day, because they just want to get rid of the stuff. They're not
yes.
professionals. They're not in the field. They're, you know, kind of a little mom-and-pop organization, if you will, for 1 or 2 days, and they just want to get rid of the stuff because the rest is going to go to some charity.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stop shop estate sales late because they are run by professionals that know the value of things, and you're going to pay a higher price. You're going to get better things, but you're going to pay a higher price when the sales first open. On the last day, and I always shop the last day, the last hour. Now, most of the good stuff is gone, but every once in a while, you can find an amazing piece, and they are willing to dicker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's really when you can get some good deals, too, right?
Huge deals. And you know, I could, if we had more time, I could go through stories of things that I found for myself and things that I found for clients that are literally pennies on a dollar and beautiful, gorgeous pieces.
Mm-hmm. And does this even apply to, like, antiques and things like
yes.
that?
Yes. One of the stories, if we had more time, I'd tell it, happens to be a beautiful armoire that's now sitting in one of my clients' homes that we found down in a dark, dank, musty basement that has to be appraised at between $1,500 and $2,500 that we got for $150 delivered.
Wow.
Yeah. Exactly. And so it's that thrill of the hunt that you can come across really amazing pieces because somebody is just willing to get rid of it. And we don't want it to go into our landfills. These have years and years of use. So, you know, what a wonderful way to celebrate shopping. And, you know, so many times we women get a rap, you know, for shopping. But when you shop smart, all of a sudden people start to understand an important way it is, because we are the providers of our homes, of everything in our homes, and the clothes for our children. By providers, I mean we're the shoppers for that. And, you know, because we're the gatherers, right? We're the nesters.
Yep.
And so consequently doing it in a smart, financially smart way only adds to the benefit of our lifestyle.
That's a great, great story, and I really appreciate that. And Barb, it's time for me to wrap up the show. So I really thank you for being on the show today and sharing your stories of transformation and growth, and that reminder to, one, stay open to opportunities, and being tenacious and taking care of ourselves.
Exactly. Well, I enjoyed it immensely, Regina, and hopefully you'll have me back.
That sounds just great. Thanks so much, Barb.
You're welcome.
To learn more about her services, you can go to www.thrifttalkdiva.com. My show next week is with international author Nancy Phillips, and the title of the show is Zelawella Kids, Children's Books, Teaching Parents and Kids About Money. Nancy had a successful corporate career and became a mom. She was passionate about raising her children with tools that would support them in their life, especially financially. After doing some research, she discovered that most schools weren't teaching personal finance for kids and knew it was up to her. She also learned that there were not a lot of resources out there to help her teach her children. Nancy came up with the concept of creating children's books that teach them about money, like how to save and how to give. She shares, "I help parents teach their children financial skills so they don't have to go to bed at night worrying about their kids' future." Nancy will share her passion of Zelawella Kids products and educating our kids around the globe. Join us next Friday on April 20th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And remember to email me for a free 20-minute feeling better than ever consultation for my transformative coaching and healing program for women who are healing from divorce or relationship breakup. And my email address is shiningbright19@gmail.com. Thank you for listening in. This is Regina Sisko with Shining Bright. From my heart to yours, have a wonderful week.
Thank you again for being part of Shining Bright. Please join your host, Regina Sisko, again next Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. This week, take one more step to leading the life that you deserve.